City of Moreton Bay has a new chamber. Today, 101.5 FM is talking with Michael Parker, president of the newly formed Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce. Michael is an MBA-qualified business strategist with over 30 years of experience helping Australian and international startups and scale-ups. He specialises in sales force optimisation, distressed business turnarounds, and delivering practical, results-driven strategies that restore growth and increase profitability in competitive markets. Well, that sounds like the perfect qualification for president of a business chamber, doesn't it? Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Deb. Thanks for inviting me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Michael, what drove you to establish the Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, and why make membership completely free when most chambers charge fees? Why take that approach?
Great question. I suppose it started in January this year, January to July. We put on something like 12 different workshops, which is about profitability. But guess what? The number two thing that I think businesses go broke for is the fact that they are so lonely and they don't have a sense of belonging. And that's why the chamber exists.
Wow. You specialise in turning around distressed businesses. How could a struggling Bribie Island business owner benefit from joining the chamber?
Yeah, like I said, you know, a sense of belonging is probably the thing that I can't help a lot with in my business at Enable Coaching. So it is about providing opportunities to belong, providing opportunities to participate, and so that when businesses are feeling like they are by themselves, they have a community of people to reach out to.
You've assembled quite an impressive committee, from AI marketing experts to DJs, chartered accountants to wealth advisors. How does this mix help local entrepreneurs grow?
Look, that committee is about longevity for the chamber. You know, one thing that I know about businesses is that businesses start as little baby businesses and grow up to be adult businesses where they work without the owner. Now, what I want for this chamber is for this thing to work without me. So this is about legacy. And to do that, we need the really good DNA. When we first start, we need some really good DNA, and obviously as we maintain. So we've got some really brilliant people in order to do that.
What unique challenges face Bribie and Palmerstone businesses, and how is the Chamber specifically addressing these regional realities? What's your vision for making this area a thriving business hub over the next few years?
You know, the unique thing about Bribie and Palmerstone is that it takes 35 minutes just to get to Caboolture. So we are out there by ourselves. And if you think about supply and demand, you would know that the demand on Bribie and Palmerstone is not high. So we always have these rising prices because the supply is there, but the demand's not. So with the Kaminsky Group doing what they've done, as far as the hotel and the wonderful plans that they've got there, I think that the chamber needs to look forward to creating opportunity discovery types of activities so that we can find those little businesses that want to do things like ecotourism and help them grow from where they're at.
Thank you so much, Michael. City of Moreton is an amazing place to live, and with the growth happening now and set to expand even more, what a wealth of opportunities there will be for business. Michael Parker, President of Palmerstone Chamber of Commerce, keeping our community connected and informed. Listen again to Michael's vision of the future here on 101.5fm.com.au, search podcasts.